Prologue. The feminine moaning proved quite distinct from the moment Roxanne opened the door to the condo, a space she shared with her boyfriend Kyle. Maybe he's watching a dirty movie. Her head fuzzy from a cold, she clutched her paper bag from the pharmacy to her chest as she slid lazy feet along the hallway to the bedroom. She didn't do it on purpose to move silently. She just couldn't be heard over the pants and groan she followed to the bedroom. Common sense tried to hammer through her denial, but hit a brick wall in the form of the cold medicine she'd imbibed. Her cloudy mind and general malaise were the reason she'd come home early on a Tuesday afternoon in the first place. Roxanne reached the bedroom, the door gaping open as usual, and peered in. She didn't recognize the blonde bouncing up and down on her boyfriend's groin, not that it mattered, although she did note how petite the yodeling cowgirl was. The bitch. And following on the heels of that thought was, dirty cheating bastard. White-hot rage filled her at the incontrovertible evidence of Kyle's devious nature. With a fake, plastered smile and her body stiff with fury, she walked in shaking her paper bag from the pharmacy. "Honey, I got that ointment you asked me to buy for that nasty rash under your balls." Roxanne smirked as the blonde, with a look of shock, dove off Roxanne's soon-to-be ex-boyfriend. He at least had the grace to look sheepish as his afternoon romp dashed for the bathroom with a shouted, "You prick! You told me you were clean!" Kyle sat up in bed, his tousled hair and placating smile making Roxanne even angrier. "Tell me I'm imagining things now, you jerk."
"It's not what it seems," he started to say. Roxanne scoffed.
"Let me guess. You don't know how the hell she ended up naked and sitting on your cock." He had the decency to at least blush.
"No, but I don't love her. It was just sex. You're the one I want to spend my life with."
"Yeah, me and my money. Get out." Roxanne crossed her arms and glared at him.
"What? Come on, can't we talk about this? You can't just mean to flush the last 6 months away because of one little mistake."
Roxanne's jaw dropped. "Little mistake? You were fucking another woman in our bed. And this after screwing me last night, so don't even try to claim it's because you were horny. There's only one mistake here, and it's mine, for not seeing you sooner for the cheating prick you really are. Now get out."
He stood with an indignant look, his shriveled cock a tempting target for her foot.
"You can't just throw me out. Where am I supposed to go?"
"I don't know and I don't care. The condo is mine, as is everything in this place except for your clothes and DVDs. You have 1 hour to clear out before I show you that you chose the wrong woman to fuck around on."
Roxanne turned on her heel and walked away, smirking to herself as she heard the blonde castigate Kyle in shrill tones for giving her a venereal rash. Petty, but she still enjoyed it. On her way out the door, she spied the mail on her side table. One envelope in particular caught her eye with its pink color. She snagged the pile as she walked out. Before leaving for the gym and a frustration-melting workout, she hit the concierge's office and left strict orders about having Kyle escorted from the building with no option to return. She paid a high monthly fee for her condo security, and she intended to make good use of it.
"I never want to see his smug face again."
Her rage carried her, but only until she reached the privacy of her car in the underground garage. Once there, away from prying eyes, she finally lost control of her emotions, the tears falling like a hot rain shower. Alone, she shook and hugged herself. The betrayal of her supposed lover, hurting her more deeply than she would ever admit to anyone.
"Why does this keep happening to me? Don't I deserve to find love?"
She leaned over to grab a tissue from her glove box when she noticed, once again,